This weekend, it appears that COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, is resulting in a higher fatality rate in some places. In Italy, 10% of the people known to be infected have died, but in Germany, what's known as the case fatality rate is less than 1%. NPR's John Hamilton joins us now to help make sense of this. John, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And help us understand that phrase, the case fatality rate.
Well, what it is really simple. It's a ratio. You take the number of people who've died from a disease and you divide it by the number of people who have the disease. So if 10 people have died of coronavirus and 100 people have tested positive, the case fatality rate is 10%.
And how does this affect what we know about the severity of coronavirus cases now?
Well, in a perfect world, the case fatality rate would tell us exactly how deadly the virus is. But right now, it probably doesn't. And the reason is that you need to be sure about both of the numbers in that ratio. And right now, infectious disease experts are pretty confident that they know the true number of coronavirus deaths in most countries, but they are pretty sure they don't know the true number of people who have been infected. So I talked to Dr. Stephen Lawrence at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, and he told me this is pretty typical when countries are seeing lots of illness from a new source.
When a new virus emerges, and it's not easy to identify and diagnose, the only ones who really are recognized are the really sick people. And so when you're just testing and looking at the really sick individuals, it looks like the fatality rate is much higher.
So, John, why aren't we testing everybody to have a better idea of how deadly the virus really is?
So far, there really just haven't been enough tests, at least in many countries. And that is changing, but in many places, the tests are still being reserved for people who are sick enough to be admitted to a hospital or who at least have really severe symptoms. So the result is there may be a whole lot of people who are infected with coronavirus and have mild symptoms, but never show up in the statistics. And that's almost certainly the case in Italy, where testing has been really hard to get.
So I gather you're saying that when we hear statistics about a high death rate, we have to ask ourselves how many people with all levels of symptoms are being tested.
That's exactly right. So, you know, for example, in South Korea and Germany, where they were prepared to test tens of thousands of people from the very start, both of those countries, the case fatality rate is relatively low. It's below 1%.
And what about the U.S.?
Well, here, the case fatality rate has been coming down as we've been able to do more testing. So, for instance, at the very beginning, when patients were getting tested, they were in that nursing home near Seattle, the case fatality rate looked really high. But now that we've done hundreds of thousands of tests, the rate has come down to somewhere around 1.5%. But we're still not close to testing nearly as many people as we need to.
Is testing the only reason that case fatality rates vary so much from country to country?
No. Sometimes those differences are because of factors that really do raise the risk of people dying if they get coronavirus. One of these factors is the age of a population. So you have older people, they're simply more likely to die if they are infected. Another factor can be poverty or poor health status. That can make a population more vulnerable. And then there's the factor that we're worrying about a lot in the U.S. right now, especially in New York. It's what happens when a sudden surge of cases causes a peak in demand for healthcare. Here's what Dr. Stephen Lawrence had to say about why that can cause more patients to die.
During those high peaks, there may not be enough people or ICU beds or ventilators to be able to provide the critical care that is needed for all of the people who would require it.
So, John, that's why there's all this talk about flattening the curve, slowing down the spread of the virus so that hospitals don't get overwhelmed.
Exactly. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll know whether we're succeeding.
NPR's John Hamilton, thanks so much.
You're welcome.